This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Join us right here, toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. Brand new website. If you haven't been there recently, go check out the facelift that it has been given. Hopefully you will like it. It's still free, by the way, over at freetalklive.com. Corrupt Silk Road agent Carl Force has been sentenced in his guilty plea for being a corrupt scumbag and basically botching the Silk Road case, even though they still sent Ross Ulbricht, who is the creator of the Silk Road, which is the underground marketplace, the first truly infamous, noteworthy underground marketplace on the internet that was taken down by the feds in October of 2013. Ross Ulbricht was convicted and sentenced to life in prison with no possibility of parole for programming that particular website. He was convicted of all kinds of things like conspiracy to money launder, conspiracy to hack, conspiracy to distribute drugs. And one of the people who was really important in this case, in making Ross the guilty verdict, or getting him that guilty verdict, was Agent Carl Force with the DEA. The DEA and there was another guy in the Secret Service, Carl Force, and the Secret Service agent, were both found guilty. They both pled guilty to various felony corruption charges for essentially manipulating evidence and for, extorting money, I believe, $800,000 worth of Bitcoin, if I'm recalling correctly.
Yeah, a huge amount.
Yeah, and we'll get into more details on that case here. He has been sentenced. I will tell you about his sentence. But first, we go to Skype, where Daryl is on the line, our own Daryl W. Perry. Hey, Daryl.
Hey, so I heard Conan talking about some of the conspiracies and asking Mark, how many more of these conspiracies need to be proven true before you believe the really big ones? And I think that that's definitely a fallacy of thinking of just because one thing or two things or even five things does not mean that everything is a conspiracy.
Agreed.
This is true. But if you can get some of these big whoppers like this one, how many trillions of dollars were lost on that one?
Referring to the war in Iraq, which in the first hour we discussed a leaked memo now from the Hillary Clinton cache from Colin Powell to George Bush, which basically revealed that Bush and Blair had been colluding well in advance, a year in advance of the actual Iraq invasion, that
How
they were going
Hillary
to go to
Clinton
war.
Get this email?
I don't know. She had it.
Of course, we were talking earlier, Mark. I mean, what if, all right, you want an interesting twist to put on this whole tale. What if those emails were planted? What if they're not even real? I mean, is this something that could be planted? Could you make this up?
Well, Conan, at
30,000 emails.
I know. You just slip it in there.
In order to do a radio program, I have to assume facts. In order to bring up the ideas of liberty, I have to, you know, sort of deal with... If I lived in a world where socialism made more sense and was the more moral philosophy, I might choose that. However, I live in this one. I have to assume facts are facts. And, I'll admit that I'm probably, when I take news stories here, I know that every news story that I've ever been a part of, they've gotten something wrong.
Mm-hmm. Meaning you were a subject of the story?
Right. Where yeah. I've had personal knowledge of what's going on. I'm like, oh, this is right. And I tend to, I understand journalists have a tough job, and it's not easy to get it right every time. I try to be kind about that. Yeah. But, you know, it kind of annoys me that when the Rand Paul came to town and they quoted me as being skeptical of his message, what the hell are you talking about? I'm not skeptical of his message. I came out here at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, you'll believe anything he tells you.
I came here at 7 o'clock in the morning to watch the guy give his speech. I'm not skeptical.
They must have been talking to Ian right after you, and they got your conversations confused.
I purposely didn't tell Ian that I was going to this, otherwise he'd have had him, his unwashed friend.
Oh, no, it's too early.
Hassling.
He would have been out there hassling you instead of the Rand.
Fine, I can handle him.
Okay, so Conan, I've got a question for Conan. So let's just play pretend here for a second and pretend that one of the emails that gets unveiled tomorrow out of this, you know, large, vast amount of emails from Hillary Clinton, let's just pretend that one of the emails tomorrow lays out the plans where Hillary, Bill, George Bush, Al Gore, Dick Cheney, and everybody else from both of those administrations got together and said, this is how we're going to carry out 9/11. This is step by step how we're going to do it. Do you think that the Patriot Act is going away? Do you think that Real ID is going away? Do you think that the National Security Agency is going away? Do you think that everything that happened because of 9/11 is going to be repealed? And that all of the millions of people that have been killed and displaced from their homes are going to be magically put back in their homes?
I do not. I do, however, believe that more people will wake up and realize that this government that they have been, that the government teeth they've been sucking off their whole lives is all based on lies. And I don't think a whole lot of people would wake up, but I think that more will. And maybe we might get some of these war criminals we might be able to do something about it. No, I don't think the Patriot Act's going to go away, but it might take a couple of years. It might, you know, this might all be for naught. I mean, I've always said I think the only thing that's going to fix all this is for the entire system to collapse so that we can start building the pieces up. We can be in a location like New Hampshire where
secession now,
where we can easily slip away from the federal government. And
do you think the system will collapse if, you know, somebody reveals that every conspiracy that people believe is true?
If
Barack Obama holds a press conference tomorrow and he removes his human fleshy sort of human face mask and reveals that he actually is a lizard person, do you think that people are going to say, oh, wow, I've been lied to this whole time?
Barack would never do that unless the mothership was already floating above D.C. and all the other lizards are getting
ready. You're not actually one of those, are you?
I am not. Okay. But, no, but he wouldn't do that.
I'll tell you what we'd do if one of the lizard people showed their face out in public and the rest of us lizard people had not allowed him to do such a thing. The kind of torture that lizard person will experience will be horrifying.
You are going to drive the paranoiacs in our audience crazy with that kind of talk.
So,
go ahead, Daryl.
There's one more question that I've got for Conan, and then I'll get off the line.
Why are you picking on me?
A conspiracy theory that every conspiracy theory is connected. Do you believe that one?
I believe that there might be some out there that they're just playing with us. They're making it so obviously fake. Just to see how far they can take it. Like, for example, this last shooting that happened in Virginia.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
You're one of those.
That you guys won't me talk about. Like, there's some that I just don't have any problem with. I do have problems with that. I don't, you know, I'm not sitting down trying to pick through every single one. Like Columbine. I don't, you know, that.
You thought that was real?
It seemed pretty reasonable to me. But some of these, like the silly Virginia reporter.
Silly? I mean, that lady got shot to death. So did the cameraman.
Well, I think it's silly because I don't believe it.
Well, what part don't you believe?
What do you think it's like for those people's family? Assume for a second
you mean,
it's true.
You mean their actor father and the actor boyfriend?
True, what do you think that might be like?
If they're real parents and the real boyfriend who don't exist, I feel for them. My heart goes out to them, but I don't believe they exist.
Hold on. So are there two dead people in Virginia or not?
Oh, she's not dead. Her hair is dyed black, and she's off doing some CIA stuff over in another country.
You don't actually believe what's coming out of your mouth.
No, the black dude, he's probably dead. Yeah, he's dead. But the boyfriend and the girlfriend, they're, you know, and I don't know about the cameraman
Didn't
either.
Didn't Flanagan kill himself? What happened with that guy? I don't remember.
So they tell you.
No, he was supposed. I think he was gunned down in his car on the road. And that's why the BBC reporters who had that footage had to give up their footage right there on the spot.
ridiculous nonsense.
No, it's
whatever. Daryl hung up.
He's going to put a lizard mask on. He's going to run downstairs and scare the bejesus out of us.
Look, I mean, I got to agree with Daryl completely on this. I mean, just because some conspiracies turn out to be true doesn't mean they're all true. I mean, that's ridiculous.
I'm not saying that they're all going to be true. I'm just saying that there are some whoppers out there that are just completely fake, and that if you can get enough people on board...
If there's a memo that comes out tomorrow that reveals that the 9/11 thing was fake, you know, all I'll have to say to that is, oh, okay, well, those guys over there were right.
Yeah, but how would we end the state? How would society take that kind of a message?
855-453. You can answer it.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-965-1170.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Think you might be bloated? Call now for a free trial of Nubiotics and see how much flatter it makes your belly. You might be surprised, but hurry, call now for details while these free trials last. 1-800-965-1170. That's 1-800-965-1170. 1-800-965-1170.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
free. Our number for you, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
If you care about privacy when you're on the internet, you need ProXPN. They will encrypt your online data before it reaches your internet service provider. They provide you with what's called a virtual private network. And they do it right, offering OpenVPN, which is the gold standard of network encryption. ProXPN has apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and there's Linux support as well. So getting set up is super easy. Just get started. Go to proxpn.com, and you can use code FTL50 to get 50% off of the regular monthly price when you buy an annual account with that code FTL50, which brings the price down to about the price of a good cup of coffee monthly, which is incredible. And so that's pretty good, but you can get an even better deal if you pay with Bitcoin. We're talking 2 years of ProXPN for less than $50 worth of Bitcoin when you go to proxpn.com/amp. That's proxpn.com/AMP, as in advertise, market, and promote, like the Free Talk Live AMP program. In fact, $5 of your purchase price will actually go to the AMP program when you do that. It's a huge savings. In fact, the biggest, the deepest savings we've offered so far with ProXPN. I don't know if they can make it any cheaper than this.
They can give it away for free. That's about as cheap as they can go.
Well,
but you have to have Bitcoin.
There is actually a free plan at ProXPN, but
there
gives you a taste of what it's like. ProXPN.com/AMP. If you got the Bitcoin, you got that awesome deal. ProXPN.com/AMP. If you don't have Bitcoin, use code FTL50 and get that 50% off. Let's go to Doug listening in Illinois. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Conan and Mark.
Yeah, I definitely recommend a book called Uranium, War, Energy, and the Rock That Shaped the World. A lot of it wouldn't be relevant to what you've been talking about, but around page 220 to about page 300 definitely would be. Talking about an older book here, you know, one thing that got America brought into the war had been that Iraq had been ready, or they were buying from Jordan, a unique type of metal tube made out of aluminum, and they had a whole order of them put in. But our own energy department and the British government knew that they were the improper one. They were for, like, rocket making, not for enriching uranium. Our government knew, and the IAEA knew, that Iraq did not have any type of plant for doing uranium enrichment. And finally, a man by the name of Rocco Martino had brought forth fake documentation, claiming that Iraq had been ready to buy uranium from Niger to enrich, and that turned out to not be true. The Italian reporter, he offered an Italian reporter $12,000 for the information. Everybody knew it had been fake, other than George Bush and, you know, our government. The British government didn't go on it. The French government didn't go on it. They all knew it to be fake, but Bush put that in there to get the country into Iraq. I called up before and I claimed, you know what? They either lied about it or they were very, very dumb. And with the track record of our government lying like they do, I think that they did it. They did it intentionally to get the country involved into a war.
I didn't believe that up until this evening.
Yeah, and I'm talking about older information. I didn't even catch your whole show to know that more documentation came out here.
Apparently, for some reason, at least, there's a – what's the news source on this one?
The Daily Mail.
The Daily Mail has discovered that Hillary Clinton had in her possession an email between Colin Powell and George W. Bush.
Or Blair.
It was Powell's email to Bush about meeting with Blair.
Yeah, and
a year prior to the invasion.
That seems strange to me, but okay. You know, I'm going to assume these journalists have done their job, and
you can read the full emails.
Yeah, I'm sure you can. I'm sure you can just pour through this crap.
No, just the one email. That
the manifestos, and
no, not the 30,000. We're just talking about the one.
I
email.
I get that there's like you're going to claim that there's an email there, yeah. But how am I going to know that it's? It's not that I disagree with. That it says what it says, I'm claiming that how the heck did she get it? But besides that, I'm like, okay.
It says she inherited these emails from predecessors in her.
Secretary of State.
Right,
job.
Right.
Yeah, I guess that she'd have to know it.
So the question is that when is the email going to show up that actually says weapons of mass destruction? Hey, let's use this as, to get us in. So far, that one hasn't showed up.
Not yet.
Doug, anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
No, I highly recommend the book. I highly recommend he provided all information, every footnote there for you to look up on your own. And I've only given a fraction of the information that he found to pretty much document that either our government had been totally dumb or they were lying, one of the two. And I think that can, you know, they can be part of 9/11. Do I think that our government intentionally did what they did or did what they people claim that they might have done on 9/11? No. But do I think that it could be within the realm that our government allowed it to happen? It could be. I don't know, you know.
But, thanks, well, Doug, for your call tonight.
I definitely agree that sometimes I think they've got some information on the table. But you know what? Hey, if they were to let that come out into light, this great war that we can get in won't happen. But, I mean, if we just kind of, I don't know, smudge the report a little bit, maybe look the other way, maybe not report something, we'll be in war. We'll have that war we've been talking about next year.
Conan, you said what would society think if the news came out, proof like this, an actual email that, you know, made it clear the government had concocted and put together 9/11, the attacks on 9/11. You said, what would society think about
society
that?
As in all, the whole globe, mm-hmm. You know, not just the U.S., but I mean, you know, other countries, a lot of other countries, by the way, who are all against some of these ideas.
It would definitely be one of the biggest conspiracies to come true, right? I mean, certainly there's some biggies out there like the assassination of JFK.
I think the moon landing. That's a little bigger.
Why, are you one of those moon deniers?
Hey, man, there's a Russian crew that are actually sending.
You got too much time on your hands, man.
I mean, we can't send a probe over there with a camera on it and actually get good.
I don't know about you. I can't send a probe
good camera
to the moon
footage.
Ever.
I mean, look, we got the technology. I mean, we got guys building their own spaceships.
By
now.
We, you mean the U.S. federal government?
People,
I'm not
people,
in that.
Rich people. But I mean, we can't send a probe over there with a nice digital camera on it.
Where's
and get some
over there?
The moon?
Okay. Well, who wants to go to the moon? It's just a rock.
Well, there's some flags over there. Then it'd be nice to get nice
you
snapshots.
Get proof
I
want to
get
flags.
I want to get pictures of the footprint, man. But no, I'm not even fighting that one. I mean, that's just a curiosity right there.
Well,
but
you wouldn't be able to see it from Earth because
send a probe up.
The atmospheres would distort the picture too much to be able to see, say, a footprint or a flag or something
right.
Like that. I don't know. I mean, you know, I believe that they landed people on the moon. I think that
isn't it plausible, Conan? That they were.
Did Buzz Aldrin punch somebody in the face for giving this proposal?
I don't know.
Proposal?
Yeah, he was asking, did you really land? Did you really land? You didn't land, did you?
Pop.
He got popped, yeah.
Right. I risked my freaking life,
land.
And you, jackass, say that all this stuff was for nothing? You see, this is the problem, is that.
Ridiculous.
I mean, okay, so it's one thing, it's ludicrous to just take the government story at face value. I get you. But it's ludicrous to take every stinking conspiracy theory out there at face value, too. These people are just, frankly, crazy people behind their computers. The sad part is that there's, we used to call paranoid schizophrenics what they were. Now that they're behind computers, we call them experts.
855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. 855-450-3733. Would love to have you comment and answer Conan's question. What would happen if some big revelation about 9/11 came true or the moon landing? It's Free Talk Live. Would it destroy the government's legitimacy?
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig's smoke stick competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarette. Kick some ash.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally.
Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men. Tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work. Sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us right here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well at Skype, username lrn.fm. More come up about the corrupt Silk Road DEA agent, Carl Force. He's been sentenced. We'll tell you more about that here in moments. It with you in the studio is Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
And Mark, tell me about Free Talk Live gear.
Yeah, you can get, we've got new t-shirts that we put together. I love the Ringer tees. They're a black t-shirt with gold around the arm and the neck, and the gold matches Free Talk Live's logo, and it's just beautiful. One of them is the logo on the front. It says Free Talk Live across the top and then has the logo, and the other one has the logo on the back and says taxes are theft across the front, in case you want to, I don't know, start some arguments with your friends. Go to gear.freetalklive.com. We're trying to get pre-orders put together by October 31st. And you need to do that. You'll be part of the initial run. It's gear.freetalklive.com. We've worked very hard to make these. I can't say they're cheap, but they're affordable, especially for, you know, sort of specialized stuff. So gear.freetalklive.com.
Mark, all my friends know that taxes are theft. Who are you hanging out with?
Well, I understand that you carry that around and you're going to start some conversations.
What would society think Conan, you were asking that question about what if one of these conspiracy theories that you apparently believe in, a number of these, the 9/11,
couple of them,
the 9/11 conspiracy theories.
That's the big one.
You brought up the moon landing as well. What would society think if this came out as that these conspiracy theories were true? And certainly there have been a number of conspiracies that have shown truth over
the years.
There's
a whole bunch of documented false flag that have happened throughout history that have gotten us in all kinds of wars.
Yeah, started the Vietnam War,
that's
as
right.
a matter of fact. I mean, so there's definitely some biggies. There's
I've
no
heard a rebuttal to the Gulf of Tonkin.
The ghost ship, what happened?
Yeah, whatever it is. I don't know. I didn't read it because I don't care.
There's a rebuttal claiming that it wasn't a false flag, as has been admitted by the government, basically?
I guess. That's the claim. But here's
Now, that's kind of like a reverse conspiracy theory, right, where the government is admitting to have what the false flag thing happened.
Well, here's the thing, and you've always asked me, what does believing in these things actually prove? What will it accomplish? And I've always said that you can't find out about it 40 years later. It has to be in a at least in 5 years.
Well, it's been 13 or something.
While it's still fresh, 14. While people are still sending their kids to war, they're still joining up to go fight made up terrorists. Or terrorists that were created because of the war.
And that's why I've said that 9/11 is, you know, the 9/11 truth movement is dead.
Yeah, it's old news.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
It's never going to change anything because it's just too far gone.
And these emails are more than 10 years after they were submitted. So, I mean, it's already old and it's corroded. So it's no good. It's got to happen quick. And hopefully, with today's technology, more of the guys you're talking about behind computer desks are able to jump on top of this and find them as they're actually happening and get it back out to the public. But I mean, the question is, what would happen? How will society actually accept this if they did find it in a relatively quick manner? I don't know. I don't know how many of the sheep will wake up and actually say, you know what? That government, man, it's not all that great. I mean, it looks like they're doing everything for themselves and they don't really care about us at all.
Well, Conan, they could say all kinds of different things. Some people would certainly maybe become aware that the government is corrupt and can't be trusted. Certainly there have been a number of incidents over the years that have communicated that to people, that the government has lied and can't be trusted. This news about Tony Blair and George Bush plotting more than a year in advance to invade Iraq shows that they are liars again and again. I mean, there have been stories like this over decades that have shown real crystal clear that the government is a bunch of liars and they can't be trusted. But yet people continue to believe that this next batch of politicians, well, they're honest. Look, Donald Trump, he's a good guy, you know.
Yeah, he's not spending. He's only
Bernie
spending his
Sanders.
Own money. Bernie's only spending his own money. He's not in anyone's pocket.
So, I mean, look, if that were to come out, there'd be some people who would say, oh, I knew that George Bush, he was a liar. What a scumbag. I'm surprised. Well, at least we've got Barack Obama in there now, and he's a good man. Or you know, next Bernie Sanders / Donald Trump is going to get in, and they're going to change everything. I don't think it would ruin people's beliefs in the system. They still are of the belief, even though they know politicians are scum and they're liars, generally. Most people know that. They still believe
like
in the system.
Yes,
they still believe
yes.
that this is the best system in the world, and they wouldn't change that for a moment.
And all those people are followers, and they don't know. They wouldn't be able to take care of themselves if they had the opportunity. They want someone to take care of them.
Well, they're probably putting their own food on their table.
They've been built that way. We live in a society where people have grown up entitled to all of these things, all these benefits, and they wouldn't be able to survive on their own. So, yeah, you have the perfect sheeples for people like Bernie and for Trump to just walk all over the place.
So, I mean, that reminds me of a meme that I posted on the Facebook wall here at Free Talk Live, facebook.freetalklive.com. I'd seen some story yesterday or the day before about supposedly they can see a Dyson sphere being built, 500 something light years away. I'm not entirely. I didn't read the story.
A Dyson sphere?
Or how about that big alien planet that's floating around and is blocking the light from one of the stars?
Something like this. One of these stories. I didn't believe it for a second.
What's a Dyson sphere?
A Dyson sphere is a it is something built around a sun in order to capture the energy from the sun.
Solar panel.
Like science fiction.
It's a big solar panel.
This was some kind of story. I didn't click through it because I don't have my time is not wasted.
I didn't click on it either.
It's ridiculous.
I'm not going
to build anything around the sun.
I'm not going to. Not our sun. A sun.
Any sun. They're pretty big things, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Yeah. I didn't click on it, but
it's like 16 light years away, and yet we can't send a probe over to our moon to see the damn footprint, but we can see this alien ship floating around.
So wait,
the sun.
Conan, does that mean you don't believe they actually sent a probe to Mars?
I haven't been following that one. But it sure does look like
they got some pictures.
It sure does look like any other desert you ever seen.
Oh God. All right.
So
it's all about funding. It's all about the money. NASA's, they're not being funded anymore, man. They got to do something to get the money.
They're getting some money. Let me tell you.
That's
Their budget's a lot bigger than mine.
Yeah. But anyway, with this Dyson sphere, basically, people were like, oh no, there's an intelligent species out there that could visit Earth and enslave us all or attack us or whatever.
That could happen. Sure.
Well, no, it couldn't.
Well, sure, an intelligent species could visit Earth and attack
us. Where's your gold, humans?
Why would they do that? I mean, let's assume that they're in
world domination. I mean, universal domination.
It's a point, though.
If they did mark it to be like a camping trip, it wouldn't be here to get our resources or to enslave our women or
maybe
whatever.
Maybe they do want the resources. I don't know what they're going to do with our women.
Genetic material.
I
don't know.
Okay.
Why do they invade other countries? Because they can. Power.
They invade other countries because they aren't superior in this way. If aliens came here and wanted to take over the human race, all they have to do is to turn us into pets, is to offer free health care, free schooling, free everything that they want.
You're going there.
And then, well, that presumes that the alien race would not be a violent race, and there would be more.
Why would they want to do that? What's the point of killing a bunch of people?
You can't analyze the intellect of beasts you don't even understand or let alone have any concept of.
Right. What's the TV show Z or something?
I'm not sure.
Anyways, the aliens come down and they have the white flag and all, and then they start giving the humans stuff, free health care,
yeah.
And they're
this
government that's not corrupt. And but at the end of the day, they're just there to enslave the humans for what reasons I don't remember. I don't know if it was for eating them or what.
I don't know what it was. I don't know what it is. I haven't seen it, but this is pretty obvious what would happen from that standpoint.
But
is that, you know, they just turn us into pets. My pigs get free food, free shelter, free everything, free health care, and then at the end of the day, they kill them.
That's right.
Kill them.
That's not what you do with your pets.
No, we're not pets. We're whatever the farmer wants us to be, whether it's food or whether it's genetic
every animal
material.
Every animal works, and there's no separation between a farm animal and a pet. They're the same thing. They work. Jazzy, the studio beast, she does work. She protects the house.
Mark. Jazzy's a pet.
A house that has a dog is seven times less likely to be attacked by a burglar.
Maybe a little bit of farm animal in her, but she's mostly a pet. Farm animals work for their living.
She's not intended to be turned into food or a product. 855-450-FREE. She's here for love.
Dog.
855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
The legendary Dr. Joe Wallach, heard on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Benny Hinn, and so many more, is on his 90 for Life tour, and you can see him live and in person Monday, October 26, 6:30 p.m. at the Unity Village, 1901 Northwest Blue Parkway, Unity Village, Missouri. Don't miss this incredible event. Call 615-389-7733 to reserve your seats today. That's 615-389-7733.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up in just over a week from now, about a week and a half, we've got Keenvention, the third annual edition of Keenvention, which will be featuring four dozen speakers, roughly. Four dozen folks from the New Hampshire Liberty Movement, and one person from outside of New Hampshire. We've got Gavin Andreessen, who will be joining us from fairly nearby Massachusetts. He is the...
I thought you were staying away from that kind of speakers.
Generally, I do, which is why 44 of the 45 speakers will be coming from New Hampshire. But we're going to make an exception for Gavin Andreessen, given that he is the head programmer for Bitcoin. And he's not getting paid anything more than any of the other speakers to speak, so it's not costing the event anything extra. So he's donating his time, basically, to come up here and be on the Bitcoin panel, which actually just made a feature article on Bitcoin.com. So we've talked about Bitcoin.com here on Free Talk Live. They actually had one of their reporters contact all of the Bitcoin panelists, everybody who's been announced is going to be on the Bitcoin panel. We've got a guy from Open Bazaar who's going to be there, Chris Pacia.
Oh, wow.
He's the head programmer for Open Bazaar. There's Jeremy Kaufman from Library, LBRY.io. I don't know if you've heard about this, but this is like some new startup here in New Hampshire that's going to be a Bitcoin-based or blockchain-based startup that will allow media creators like video makers to put their video online through this system, and then people can basically reward them directly with Bitcoin for their product. Sounds pretty cool. So he's going to be there, and our very own Derek J. Freeman, Darren Tapp from NeoCash Radio is heading up the panel, and Matthew Pings, another free stater who is kind of a realtor guy. He accepts Bitcoin for his business. So we're going to have all kinds of different Bitcoin folks up during the Bitcoin panel, and that's just one of 11 different panels that we'll have at Keenvention, covering all manner of different topics from legislative action. We'll have an all-star legislative panel with, let's see, four A-plus state representatives on it. A-plus rated by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, plus one A-rated representative. So all A-rated reps up on the stage all at once. That should be a real fun panel. And then also, you know, everything from secession to cop blocking and more. You can go to keenvention.info, learn more about all the panels, all the speakers. They're all up there. The keynote addresses are going to come from our very own Daryl W. Perry, one of our co-hosts here on Free Talk Live. You heard from him earlier on the show tonight. He's also a presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party for 2016. Chris Reitman, who's also been behind a microphone here on Free Talk Live, he's an oath keeper who's actually making waves as a town selectman in a nearby town here to Keene. He'll be talking about his experiences in that role. And then also Christopher David, who I'm super excited to have speaking at Keenvention. He is the illegal Uber driver. He's out on the seacoast of New Hampshire making waves out there by violating the town ordinance that basically prohibits Uber from operating within the town. There's actually breaking news as of today with that whole Uber situation. They finally have ticketed their first Uber driver on out in Portsmouth. The police have finally stopped the first driver for Uber. They've been getting snitch reports from the local cabbies. The cabbies have been keeping logs and ratting out the different Uber drivers that they see around town. They've been calling the cops on them. So finally the cops pulled the first one over and they ticketed her.
What's the violation?
Operating without a permit, basically.
Wow. You know what? That's good. Yeah, that needs to go.
So they pulled this lady over. She's 62. She's a grandmother, and she was, you know, she's doing this as a side job. Her main job is like school bus driver or whatever. So she's a professional driver, and so she's doing this at nights.
Papers, please.
So apparently she was on her way to pick up two women from somewhere, and those two women were stranded because the cops stopped this older lady. She's not old, but, you know, middle-aged lady, and they ticketed her. So they've issued their first ticket. This news is just coming out of Portsmouth. We'll have Christopher David, the guy who's heading up the illegal Uber operation in Portsmouth. He's going to be one of our other keynote speakers. So it's going to be a really interesting keenvention, and it's not too late for you to get your tickets online. You don't have to get them at the door. You pay a little bit more if you get them at the door. So go and grab them online. $60 for the entire weekend of October 30th through November 1st. There's going to be some great social events. Conan, you're throwing a bonfire for the second year in a row. There's also going to be the Halloween costume dance party as well. So lots of fun stuff here in Keene for a weekend. Halloween weekend here. Go to keenvention.info. As we go to Nathan in Texas, he is on Skype. Hello, Nathan.
Hi, Ian, Mark, and Conan. Hey. How are you guys?
What's on your mind, Nathan? Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to talk about the collapse of society, and I don't think it's going to come from realizing that no one landed on the moon or whatever you were talking about before.
Yeah.
But I think it would have to be economic in nature. And I wanted to analyze it in terms of the RK thing that I called about last week.
But you're going to have to reset us.
So RK thing.
RK, R's and K's. What are these people?
Well, they're two reproductive strategies. R is sort of low investment, lots of reducing, and, you know, lack of competitiveness. And the K's are more competitive and put more investment in their offspring and so forth. And the claim of the theory is that this gives rise to two different psychologies in people, and that's the rabbits and the wolves.
Right.
And
these are two viable gene set ideas, except both of them, if you go to the extreme left or right, they'll essentially kill themselves off. So they're in constant battle to get their dominant gene out there.
Right, because they're built for they're built for different environments. If you have a lot of grass and it's free, you don't have to do anything to get it, then competition is a waste of time because you'd just be fighting people over the free grass. And conversely, if you're an Alaskan timber wolf, and I saw this when I was doing some of my research, if you're a lower ranking wolf and you try to do some extra mating with one of the higher ranked females, then you're going to get swatted away real fast.
Right. So, Mark and I looked this up last week, in a wolf pack, only the alpha male and female are allowed to mate. All of the lowerlings are not. And
incredible to me that an alpha female is able to exert such power over a wolf pack that she can keep away the males from the other females.
Well, it's not just her keeping away. The rest of her pack will work with her to keep a dominant male away who shouldn't be doing what he's doing. They just won't let him eat.
Funding. It's fascinating.
So anyways, go ahead.
So what does this have to do with the fall of American governmental structure or whatever?
So in nature, there tends to be an equilibrium that gets formed because usually you'll have like a certain amount of prey, like say deer or whatever, and then you'll have a certain amount of wolves or bears or, you know, whatever preys on those deer. And you'll hit some kind of equilibrium, right? You won't just have deer breeding out of control year after year.
Unless something happens to the predators.
Right. The equilibrium is essentially starvation. So, a given ecosystem supports as many of these given animals to the point that they don't starve to death. That's it.
Right. And see, the thing with humans is that humans are not as fixed as animals. Like, if you take the RK idea in terms of psychology, you can have populations of humans that are more or less productive, that are more or less competitive, that more or less have loyalty to one in-group or a clan or whatever. And so the idea would be that civilization would progress in a cycle. So, take Rome as an example. You would have party Ks who would establish the society early on. There'd be a lot of, merit would be rewarded, and mm-hmm. there wouldn't be a lot of, disloyalty and things like that. Then over time, decadence and corruption sets in. The population grows and also becomes less competitive, less hardy. I mean, you can read about the decline of the Roman legionnaires, how they, ford rivers and hike many miles with heavy packs.
This was true of the Mongols, too. Once they ceased to be on the verge of starvation, a couple of generations in under Kublai Khan, these guys couldn't fight the way they did under Genghis Khan.
Okay.
So eventually resources, the weakness of R is that resources are always finite, but the desire is always infinite. So eventually there's some kind of crash.
They're consumers.
And so then you have some kind of crash, and eventually that resets itself in the cave sort of come up again and try to make a new society.
Yeah, but the case
doesn't have to do with the government either. In the United States failing. Are you going to tie this in somehow?
Yeah, so the government in this case is subsidizing a large amount of ours through the welfare state. You have welfare consumers who are not as productive, not as competitive as would be in a free market. And so the result is that if there's, for example, let's say the dollar collapses or something like that, then suddenly you have a bunch of people who are taking a bunch of government handouts, and it's not just direct handouts, but just, consider the effect the federal government has on the whole economy. Suddenly that all goes away. What's going to happen?
There's going to be a lot of rabbits eating themselves.
Yeah, it's going to be hell in the big cities,
Get away from the big cities for sure.
Thanks, Nathan, for the call tonight. I don't see that you need to explain the R and K thing to say that things are going to be tough when, there's some sort of economic crash in big cities due to welfare recipients. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
The new fourth edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the fourth edition of Healing Our World is a great gift for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years, and satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.